Of binary code, scroll down a little bit to non-binary code. Now, this is a big girl.
Yeah, she's big.
So tell me about non-binary code.
So this was a painting that like this one started my journey with using binary code in my artwork. I initially like wrote this poem about like my gender and about my spirituality. I'll read it. Let me read
Yes,
it
please
so I
do.
can refresh my memory. I'm the program of your imagination, in between the transcending light of everything that is and the swallowing darkness of everything that is not. Free from my default hardwiring, I found you on the other side of my own reflection. I see you burning in the heavens, and I know that you're made of water just like me. Thank
Very
you.
nice. I like it. And this poem is what's recorded in the binary on the screen, on the
Yeah,
poster.
yeah. And it's
It's
so funny because I wrote the poem first. I didn't realize that you have to do so much binary code. Like every single letter is 8 digits of binary code. So it turned out to be a really big painting. And it's just like about my spirituality. It's about being, it's about my beliefs of being like non-binary as inherently spiritual, because I think like more spiritual beings, like God, if you want to call whatever it is God, is definitely a non-binary creature or
Definitely.
a non-binary energy or something of that sort. And it's like initially, it was like the feeling of looking up into the sky and just being so in awe by like sunset clouds and seeing them as like these fiery, fiery clouds and knowing that they're like made of water. And like seeing myself kind of as one of them.
Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, and when I'm looking at it now, the light in the back, like the colors in the background almost form kind of like a rainbow,
Yeah,
which has
definitely.
all sorts of iconography there.
Definitely. And the glitter that I so the binary code is glued or is it's glued glitter to the canvas. So
Wow. Oh my goodness.
it creates like a kind of holographic like rainbow glittery effect whenever it's
How did you do that? Did you just like paint on glue and then just throw glitter on
so basically I used a CNC laser cutter to make these stencils, but it was just like I just had one stencil and one zero stencil. So
it?
I would lay down the stencil, I would paint some glue on top, and then I'd pour the glitter on top, and then I'd brush it away, and then I would do it over and over and over and over again.
Oh my God.
And it
Wow.
took forever. Next
That's
time
more
I'm
than
gonna make
nothing.
like next time I'm gonna make like a full stencil, I think. That would help.
Very, very cool.
But yeah, that painting was really fun, and I sold that to a WNBA player from the Chicago Sky.
Oh, wow. Shout out to the WNBA. That's really cool.
Shout out to Diamond DeShield. She's a fantastic player. Look her up if you like basketball.
Very cool. All right, and then the